Welcome to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 23, Joy Packard. Man, you just can't spend 5 minutes talking with Joy Packard and not feel fabulous. She is exciting, vibrant, just ready to go and tackle the world. In this segment, we talk about her experience. She has a wealth of it, and she's really done a great job of building a real business, but started in an interesting place in private label. Faltered a little bit and kind of hung around there. Jumped into RA, took it by the storm. OA, wholesale, went back into private label the second time with an amazing skill set that she learned all this way and was able to revive her first product. And I think that's a great lesson that a lot of us could learn. So let's get into the podcast. Welcome back to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. And tonight's guest is, you know, just somebody you will be as inspired as I am. Mom of eight, selling for 3+ years, but is really becoming a mega seller. And this year, she really will reach mega results. She is RA, OA, wholesale, taking trips to China. She is private label. She is everywhere. Her enthusiasm, her knowledge, her, you know, just tremendous respect for her. And I'm just proud to call her my friend, Joy Packard. Welcome, Joy.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
Man, I'm just blown away with your enthusiasm. I follow you at joypackard.com, and that's your first plug, and your Facebook, and it just, you're everywhere. I mean, there isn't a conference I go to, you're not there. There isn't a conversation where your name isn't included. There isn't an event. And, you know, how did you, you know, you've been in the business for 3 years. What did Joy do prior to her e-commerce business?
You know, probably about 6 or 7 years ago, I wanted to get online and I wanted to learn online marketing. And I just wanted to do something from home because I'm just active like that. And so I did a lot of affiliate marketing and then, you know, just creating websites and doing the Google stuff like that. And then I moved on to offline marketing, which is helping local businesses, you know, with their websites, with all of their, anything that they needed, I could do, social media management, everything like that. Before that, I did travel. I was a travel agent for about 10 years. And then that's when I decided, like I say, to go online because I just wanted, you know, I didn't want to have something attached to my hip where people were calling me all the time. I wanted to have my own business. And then that's when I, you know, went online and I tried it. And I still do that a little bit. But in the midst of all that, I got an email because, of course, when you're on online marketing, you're on a lot of people's lists. And I got my first email about an Amazon course. And, you know, I talked to my husband about it, and I said, you know, honey, I think this is something that I really want to do. And those of you know who know my husband, and some will who are listening to this, they've met him at some of the conferences. He supports anything that I do. I mean, it's amazing to have that kind of support, you know, with crazy ideas that I do. But so he let me take this course on, and it was on private label. And even though that's how I started, I don't really recommend going that route first. But anyway, I went to I decided to do Amazon at that point, and I've never looked back. And it's just changed my life. And so that's how I, you know, started with the online marketing, offline marketing world, and then found the Amazon world through doing that. So, you know, there's reasons why you do what you do, and never question that. You know, one thing will lead you to what you need to be doing. So
I love that. That one thing will lead you to what you'll be doing. You know, think back to your travel agent days. You're on the phone, you're talking to people. You had the gift of gab, you know, and so you can transfer that so well into this business. That is a skill that a lot of people don't have, this ability to talk to others. And boy, you just have that. That's a great skill set to bring
forward.
Thank
you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's really great. So you've been selling, and you started out probably, you said, on the private label and that. But, you know, you did you move into RA pretty quickly then, or OA, or what? Where did you go?
Let's see. I started like in May or April or so of whatever that year was, 2012. And I did private label for about, you know, 3 or 4 months. But, you know, I realized that as I was doing that, and, you know, there's those of you who do private label know that there's kind of a lag time if you're only going to be focusing on one or two products, such as, you know, place your order, having to wait. And so I immediately found the FBA model of the retail, and I fell in love with it because during the days when I wasn't doing Amazon, the favorite thing for me and my best friend, who is my partner as well, like to do is to go to Ross, TJ Maxx, Marshalls. It was like my favorite thing to do. And now it's like I incorporate that into my Amazon business, and I go and I source and retail, and then I'm able to kind of spend 20, 30 minutes, doing what I always love to do. And so I went into retail, and then I went into online, and then I added wholesale in the last 4 months just recently. So it's gone in that order. And then I went back to private label in the middle of that. So that's the order that I'm going to teach in my course, that I'm creating, because I just think that, I'm teaching some of my kids Amazon, and I just think that it's one of the easiest models to understand, and that's what I would recommend. And that's how I did it.
I love it. So you started in private label, then you kind of faltered. Andy Slammons is a big private label guy, and he talks about the life cycle of products and, the lag time. It's, as you say, a long tail to get it going. Once it goes, it's great, but then there is a life cycle to that product, and you have to keep introducing products. So you kind of faded that out. You had definitely developed some skills. So when you went back into it the second time, was it much easier?
Oh, yeah. And basically what I did was I took the one product that I started with, and I went to conferences. I listened to – when I'm folding laundry and I'm doing dishes, I'm listening to Spreecast. I'm listening to Zoom. I'm listening to anything. I'm always learning. And I think that's what's key also, by the way, is – You have to be learning all the time, and Amazon changes their rules, as we know. Even just recently, they just made a rule, with some of the terms of service with the way that you do reviews and such. But I took what I was learning and went back to that one product. I went to China, and we'll talk about that later, but I learned from this group of mastermind on how to ramp up my first product. But in the midst of it, I launched another one or two. And when you asked me about China, I can tell you about all that. But I have ramped up what I started, and then I'm ramped up my second private label, and it's doing amazing. So, I'm learning how to kind of incorporate that and fill in the gaps as the time is, I just don't sit around and wait for things to happen. I do things in between, and then that's how I run my business.
I love it. So you went back and fine tune a product. So maybe the life cycle of a product, as Andy would say, maybe it's time that there is a life cycle to it in that mode, in that whatever form it was done. Maybe there is an ability to go back and revive it at some point. It's interesting. I have to talk to him about that.
Oh, yeah.
We have our 20-hour drive to CES. We'll be together.
Oh, fun.
So.
Yeah.
So you've really taken it to full steps, right? As you say, you're incorporating your family into this business. And I'm interested in the processing side. So currently, are you still out there doing RA?
Oh, yeah. I go at least 3 times a week. In fact, we just went today and went to different stores, tried out some new niches today, and it was amazing. And it's always so exciting. It's kind of like a challenge for me. It's like, what is out there? What I'm ungated in every product, in every category. And so that's, by the way, changed my business too. I mean, when I first started this, I wasn't ungated in clothing or shoes or luggage or anything. And now it's like when I go and retail, I can go in any department because I'm ungated. And that's key also, by the way, because go where people aren't. Go the harder route. Sometimes you think, oh, let's just do this, it's easy, Well, it's not always about being easy. And even though some people say, man, you just make this business look so easy, it's really, it's still blood, sweat, and tears, the things that you learn. And I'm still learning daily. I'm sure that there's many sellers out there who are so much more seasoned than I am in doing this. But it's just a matter of getting out there and learning how to do this.
Go the harder route. Love it. Love it, love it. Yeah. That's exactly the truth, though. There is so much less competition, and you outshine very quickly in a smaller crowd, and so I think that's really smart. So you bring product back, and you have help processing. Tell me about that.
You talking about entering products or getting packers and shippers to help me with that?
Yeah, that whole scenario.
Okay, yeah, because when I first started, it was just me and my best friend, you know, and we basically retail 2 or 3 days a week, and then we packed and shipped 2 days a week. Well, I realized, and we were doing this all out of my house, and then it got to a point where, especially during Q4, and even though my family is very, very nice and helping me bring in all my bags and having back boxes, you know, mailed to my door, it was time to move it out. And so I, you know, jumped and went into a 1,500 square foot warehouse that basically had a receiving end that had an office area with about, let's see, 1, 2, 3 rooms in it, and one of the rooms being big enough to have, you know, 2 people basically pack and ship in that room. And then it had a big garage. It has a big garage in the back with a receiving so that I can receive pallets. In fact, you'll see my post today. We just had 5,000 products of wholesale delivered today. It was a big order. And, you know, they don't deliver that to a residential address. You have to have, you know, some sort of receiving on a commercial side. So that was awesome to have that. And so I basically hired my daughter and her husband at one point, and they're still helping me where they, you know, I don't do any packing and shipping anymore. I drop off, or they actually come to my house and pick up our RA because they live 5 minutes away now. Come here before they go, bring it to the office. They, you know, pack, ship everything there, and we get UPS to come out daily. We send out anywhere between 200 and 400 products a day, and that's about, they're working from, like, say, 10 to 5, 2 people to do that much. And, you know, and it's clothing, it's everything. Some of the stuff is a little easier to pack, like the 5,000 items that came today, 3,000 of them are the same item. So we pretty much got that system down. UPS, we're on a texting basis. Hey, we got some stuff, can you come right now? Awesome. You know, I'm around the back, just unlock the door and we'll be there.
So wait, you text UPS. Is that you text a driver that you're probably with who's on that route?
Yeah. Okay.
That's a great tip.
It
because,
is.
Because, you know, I go to UPS store, and I was there this morning, and the woman actually came out and helped me unload for my truck. And it was like, you know, you really didn't have to do that. She goes, I really wanted to. And I'm like, yeah. So what did I do? I go down and buy them fudge. They're all women in there. And I brought them all fudge and, you know, candy and stuff like that. And it's a little niceness goes a long way. Guess what? They're going to remember me over somebody else. And that's how you develop that relationship.
Absolutely.
So I think that's great advice.
I used to do that, which you did, where I actually had my son. I paid him, you know, I pay you at that time, you're paying $7 to $10 every time you have a pickup. So I told my son, hey, if you want to earn some extra money, you know, take the truck, load up my boxes. He's 17. I was a senior, and he would take it down to UPS. But it got to the point where we were having too many boxes, and we were outdoing our, you know, pickup truck or a van load. So when we moved to the warehouse, now we have UPS Smart Pickup, and you pay $10 a week for unlimited pickup. Awesome.
and you take advantage of unlimited.
Yeah,
right?
We do.
You have that. You have that squared.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to do is I want to take us to break, and when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, you're developing a course, and I'm interested in it because you're really going to take kind of an approach as you see it and help new sellers get started kind of in the beginning, and I'm really interested in hearing more about that. So let's go to break,
okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk about
it. Sure, that'd be great.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Seller Essentials, essential business solution for online sellers. Whether you sell general merchandise on Amazon or eBay, private label your own product, or if your focus is selling books, wholesale products, or liquidation lots, let Seller Essentials be your online resource for all things e-commerce. Essential resources, essential solutions, Seller Essentials, the Internet's premier venue for online professional. Visit SellerEssentials.com for more information. That's SellerEssentials.com. All right, before we jump back in, man, I'm telling you, I'm pumped. Like, she really gets me going here. In this segment, we spent some time talking about a course she's offering. But I think the different twist on this is she wants to help you figure out your why. And I think that's such a strong thing to figure out. Why are you doing it? Is it to make money only? Are you looking for a lifestyle? Are you looking for freedom? What is it? And her point is you need to know that when the times get tough, and they will. Challenges will happen. It's just inevitable. But you go back and visit your why, and you're really prepared. So let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back, and we're talking with Joy Packard. And, you know, she's just an amazing, the enthusiasm that she has. I know she's jumping through that microphone. It's just, it comes through. It's contagious, and it really is. And it's the real deal. Retail, still out there buying retail. I know you're doing online. I know you're doing wholesale. I know you're doing private label. And you got 8 kids. You got 6 grandkids. I mean, you got a lot going on. And you're married. You have a lot going on. And you still manage it. And you travel a lot to conferences and things. And I'm just so impressed with that. So you want to take now and share that information with others. So tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. I have so many people. And, you know, one thing that I love to do is I love helping people. There's nothing like seeing the look on someone's face when they get it, you know, like it's almost like, you know, teaching my kid how to tie their shoe or anything, something that they learned, that a skill that they want to learn. And I just had so many people asking me, you know, what are you doing? What do you do? And it just looks so fun. And it got to the point where I felt I'm repeating myself over and over and over again. So why don't I just create something that I can just say, go here, you know, and this is what I do. And I know that, like I say, I'm very humbled to be in any kind of category with some of these, you know, higher sellers. And I know there's courses out there that people know a lot more than I do, and I'm okay with that. But this course will have certain things in it that is me. You know, this is how I did it. There's a special module that's going to be in there right at the beginning that talks about your why and your goals and a little exercises to do on why do we do what we do anyway? I talk about that so much on my videos because, you know, we're out there beating ourselves to death trying to make money, and sometimes you forget all the reasons why you do what you do. Mm. And so a whole module will be just on that, you know, just to begin. And then it will talk about, you know, I'm trying to make this as newbie as I can, meaning such that they're not going to be 3-hour long videos. You know, they're going to be short excerpt videos that are basically going to say, watch this. I mean, there's not going to be a question as to where you start, because I know that there are some courses out there that even I've been through that I'm like, I buy them and I get on there. And I'm like, well, I don't even know where the start button is. You know, I don't even know where to begin. It's so overwhelming. And then I just don't do it. And that's kind of what happens when people get, you know, they want to take action, but they don't know how. And so the way that it's going to be set up is such as simple as, hey, here's step one. This is how you get your account. I'll show them how to do that. And then it might be a 3-minute video. And before you go on, you know, we'll encourage you, do this before you move on. And it's going to be built upon taking action steps, because that's how I live my life. You know, I've learned the hard way that, you know, you can learn, read. But if you don't buy that first product, or you don't, you know, go buy that course, or you don't go to that seminar or listen to that webcast or whatever, you're not going to do anything, and you're never going to know. I was teaching that to my daughter actually the other day when she came down for a few weeks to visit, and she's the one that wants to do Amazon. And, you know, a lot of people kind of get caught up in, I don't know if I should buy this product or not. You know, I'm not really sure. Well, until you do it, you know, believe me, I've made my share of mistakes. I bought things that all of the go signals were there and it wasn't. But you know, it was a lesson learned, just like in life. I mean, we go through life and we, you know, if we're always scared to take the next step, how will you ever know if this anything of this Amazon stuff is even going to work for you? So I'll be talking about, you know, I'm not going to really go into private label on this course, just because I feel like that in and of itself is its own little monster. But it will be something that I think some people could go into this course, and depending on how often you're in it, you could probably finish it in 1 to 3 days and, you know, be out making money, hopefully in a week. I mean, I took my daughter here. She was my guinea pig, and she's hooked. She's so excited. She just sees what I see. I was teaching her the short. She's lucky because, you know, I these are my kids, so they get a little bit of a shortcut. And, you know, I teach them a lot of my secrets because of who they are. But I'm hoping it will help that person who is just like, I just want to get started, and there's so much out there, I don't know where to begin. And that's who this course is for.
You know, Chris Green talks a lot about, you know, the number of people that buy his book and never open it.
I saw that.
And it's just amazing. You know, and he's a writer, and he's disappointed by it because he wrote it with enthusiasm to get people to take action. And I think you're absolutely right. So I think a nice, easy, here's how you go in Darla Flack I interviewed, and she talked about life segments, you know, and I think that, you know, your approach is saying, hey, let's get all this put together, and let's, you know, what's your why? Where is that why? And be real clear about it, because I think that's a really important thing. It's not just to make money, because you're going at it for the wrong way. If you're going to make money that way, you probably will fail because you're going to hit a wall.
Right.
We all hit that wall. And so that why is just so important to keep coming back to. So I think that's great. So I'm really excited about that. Now, when do you think that you'll be rolling it out?
You know, I'm working pretty hard. I had a bunch of walls this summer with just a lot of things happening with family, but I'm now that the kids are back in school, I'm hoping within a month that I can get this put together. That's the goal. I know I don't go as fast as some, but nobody has my kind of life either.
No, I understand that.
So,
but, you know, joypacker.com will have the information, correct?
Yes, that is where you can get on the early notification list, and eventually we'll be pulling it over into its own separate website, of course, and it will be, you know, membership. Not really. I might actually also have a little small event for those who are local and that want, you know, it will be very small, that it will be maybe just a day where we go sourcing and, you know, kind of go over what's there. And for those who want to come, and I just love sharing, and I love meeting people. You know, I love doing Periscope lately, just because I'm live and I'm talking with people, you know. And like I say, just to hear people say, I got this. Hey, I did what you said, and, you know, this is working. And that brings me so much satisfaction, because, you know, in the end, if you think about it, even though you can make all the money in the world, but it's all about really, I don't know, for me, like, you know, giving back and paying for it. And I know that that's how you're blessed, I believe. You know, that if this is not just about, you know, buying all the toys and, you know, having all the money, because pretty soon, you know, if you keep doing what you're doing and you want and you have everything that you want, then what? What is there more? And that's
Absolutely.
Where I'm, you know, getting at with that.
Absolutely. Now, you talked about conferences and events, right? And so you just came back from an Amazon event, and you just told me you're going to another one. So let's talk about what you get from, because you were at a really great mastermind of the, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank on their names, the eight guys who have the mastermind.
MM8.
MMA. Yes. Oh, my God. I can't believe I drew a blank. I was going to call him 8P, and I didn't want to. But MMA, I mean, you went to that conference, right? And I remember listening to the change in what you were saying. I mean, you came out. So talk about conferences in general or events and how you're using them to further your business.
Yes, I think that, you know, a lot of times when we do online marketing or anything online computer, we're all these people behind a computer. And to make your business grow, and I've learned this from the very beginning, even finding my VAs, it was 4 years ago or so, I went to a conference in San Diego and I listened to John Jonas, and some of you guys might know him. He talked about replacing himself. I think his website, it has to do with replacing himself, and it had to do with hiring VAs to basically do those tasks that he doesn't have to personally be doing. And it just, I mean, all the rest of the conference was awesome, but I remember that day calling my husband saying, honey, I can replace myself for, you know, $250, $300 a month, hiring people to do this. And so I learned that one thing from that conference, and then I learned, you know, you go, you meet people who are like-minded. These conferences bring people together who have your same, you know, kind of likes, you know, entrepreneurial spirit. And you go there, and just in a small conversation outside the door, I'll learn like a little tip, or I'll meet, you know, Chris Green, or I'll meet Lance Wolf and people like that. And you'll go source with them, and they'll say, hey, did you know that on this Scoutify, you know, you can hit Keepa and you can do this and do that? I'm like, no, I didn't know that. And you'll learn so much. You have to get out there and mastermind and network with people, go to lunch with them. And it's what's really made me who I am today in my business, because I have people, you know, like I say, I met Lance and I was able to join the MM8 group and then went to their conference. And, you know, then I met Ryan Moran, who actually I'm going to a high-end seminar in October in Austin, and it's for people who, you know, do 50,000 in sales or more, and it's taking your Amazon business to the next level. And I mean, I wouldn't have met him if I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And it's going back to the stepping stones of who do you know and what can you – and it's not just about taking from them. You know, it's about giving. I mean, I get into Amazon groups as much as I can on Facebook. And, you know, sometimes there's a newbie that's asking a question and I'll answer it. And it's not because I'm trying to be a know-it-all as much as I know how it felt to be where that person was and how awesome it was to get an answer right then and there. And that's – what the key is, you know, this one conference I went into in March was a mastermind of 20 people. Amazing Amazon sellers put together in one room who are making, you know, more than what I make in a year in a month, you know, and I'm just like in awe and just taking in what they're learning. And I was, you know, able to teach them the little that I knew compared to what they did. So you have to get out of your little bubble, as hard as it is, because we're behind the computer all the time trying to do this by ourselves. When if you would just get out there and get to know people, this Amazon community of people, there's some amazing people out there who are willing to share. And you'll never know that if you never go to these things. It's hard. It's hard. Believe me. When I hear people say, I got this. Hey, I get it. I have to leave my kids. You know, I leave my husband. I've got my boy is senior varsity football, and we have to sacrifice sometimes some of the things that we're doing if we want to accelerate in this business. You have to get out there, and that is so key.
I like Andy Simmons says, iron sharpens iron, Steve. Iron sharpens iron. He's always reminding me of that. You know, take it even a step further. You were in a group that went to China. So you've taken it now overseas. And I'm interested to hear a little bit about, you know, I followed it online and I was following what you were doing. And it was just blown away because, you know, you came back with different point of view. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And you know how I found that was because there was a group here in Houston, and it was a guy that he had a local meetup group, and I followed him, and then he talked about, hey, I'm going to China. I'm like, what? What are you doing? He goes, yeah, it's a China trip. There's only six people that can go, and it's with this guy, and he does, you know, a million a month and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I'm like, what is that? You know, and then he led me to this site, and he was only going to take about six people, and it turned out to be about 14 people on top of the, you know, five or six that are in his own group. And it turned out to be more than just China. It was like we flew together. I was in the plane, you know, on this one segment from Chicago to wherever I was, because we flew different routes, with one of my friends that I became very good friends with. And that little two-hour segment, I learned more from him than I've learned, you know, in $3,000 courses. He just said, this is how you do it, this is this. And every day we would basically go to the market and we would learn basically how to – we had our own Chinese translator, and because there's no way you can do that unless you're just fluent in Chinese. You have to have that. And we went 9 to 5, hitting the market really hard. We came back, had mastermind from 6:30 to 8, and then from in the evening we were masterminding and we were going over the products that we want. And we were challenged to go there to come home with 10 possible private label items. And I did. I went.
Did you really?
I did.
Really?
And
wow.
Yeah. And it, you know, about what, 3 months ago, you'll see in some of my pictures the stuff that came in. And actually, I'm a professional importer now. But it really did. I'm still learning it, but it really did take blood, sweat, and tears to learn that, how to do that. And I actually met with my main supplier of my private label. She drove 3 hours to meet me. We had dinner, shook her hand. We became friends. Now, you know, we've connected. And now she's become kind of my eyes over there. She inspects my products, you know, makes sure that she takes pictures of them, sends them to me. And she's become basically my agent. And
so is it almost like an agent, right? So I was thinking of the word distributor for you, but that would mean she's marking a product. So she is just, you know, a VA. I mean, I don't know how to describe
I guess,
it. The word agent is good,
yeah.
But I mean, does she do that for other people, or is she exclusive to you?
Well, right now she's just exclusive because really she's just mostly the supplier of one of my private label products. But I told her, I said, well, here's what I'm trying to do. I bought these 10 different products. I bought 200 to 500 of each of those 10, and I need them to be checked before they're, you know, put on a boat to the United States. And she goes, and there's people, if you Google it, you'll find people, you know, and I'm sure we can get into Andy's group and ask people, you know, hey, who do you use for inspecting and blah, blah, blah. And there's people out there that do it for, I don't know, a percentage. Let's just say 2 to 5%. And they inspect it for you. And I just got lucky with this one because she's like, well, why don't you just let me do that? I'm right here. I'm like, okay. So I'm not sure she herself would necessarily do it for a group of people. But I know that I'm in several groups, and I know that there are people that do that. I don't know. I can't at the moment come to mind with – I mean, I'm sure if I looked in my notes and looked in the groups, but – there are people that do that, and you're going to want that. If you do private label, just China trip was – it really opened my eyes, by the way, because I was able to visit a factory. One of the suppliers took us by shuttle.
Well, tell us about that. Tell us about that.
Oh, my
that.
Gosh. It was the most incredible thing. Because, you know, it kind of gives you the visual of how your products are made. I was looking at this one particular product, which actually I bought about 500 of those, and it was really quality. Met them in the market. They say, hey, do you want to come to our factory? I'm like, sure. So, you know, I got three or four of my buddies to come. I don't want to go by myself. Here I am in China. You don't know my way around. So we went. They picked us up and drove us 30 minutes to their factory and showed us from, you know, where they receive, just basically all of the different stages of how that product is made. And we were able to kind of go there and see more of the product that we wanted to buy. And it was incredible. I was really, really, I was like, wow. I mean, there's thousands of these factories all throughout China, and this is what they do. And so that was eye-opening. That in and of itself was an experience, you know, and then just meeting with those 20 people every night and just exchanging ideas and then coming back and them challenging us every day. Quit being scared. Quit being scared. You're getting stuff over here for less than a dollar. Come on. If you buy 200 of them and you don't sell them for whatever reason, surely somebody will buy them for a dollar. You know, and
right,
you'll get
right.
your money.
There's no risk. I mean, yeah. There's no risk. So out of the 20 people that went, how many of them took action?
You know, almost everybody, that's why that was an incredible group, because every day when we came back in, we said, all right, you know, how many orders did you get? Meaning, you know, how many did you nail down and say, I want this. And every day, everybody, at least, I think there was only like one person the first day that didn't get at least one. But by the end of the 3 days that we were in China, everybody pretty much got what their goal was. Like some people say, I want to go home with one product. Some people, you know, because everybody's budget is different. And so, I told my husband, I want to come home with 10 ideas that are possible products to private label. And, you know, you're still testing, you know, as you go through Andy's course, you'll learn that, but you know, you're still testing and everything, but to visually be in China and see how it's done and to see people who are doing it that are so successful. And, you know, for me to be around those 20 people, and now we're in a Facebook group, so we're still able to connect and exchange ideas. That's priceless. And I would have never known that if, you know, we're sitting here talking about networking and events, I wouldn't have known that if I wasn't networking.
You never know who you're going to be sitting next to at one of these conferences, and then all of a sudden, it's almost destiny. I mean, it really is. And so, you know, you physically got to hold the product, which is one of, you know, the big things. You wait for samples to come from them, right? So you have this idea, you negotiate some things, and then you sample via, you know, air freight back and forth. It takes forever. You physically got ahead of that because you got to hold product.
Absolutely. It was incredible. I got to see – that's the other thing that was kind of cool also, because I was able to kind of – I'm able to still to this day visualize going up and down those markets and remembering – you know, and I took pictures. I have notes. I have my notebook of, you know, I can see and I remember like – kind of, I went to every district to kind of get a feel for it, like what's in the clothing area, what's in the electronics, you know, and I see it and I was able to feel it, see the quality and meet some of the suppliers in person. Of course, there's no way for you in one trip to do that, and, you know, it's like going to ASD, for those of you who know what I'm talking about, in Vegas. There's no way that you can go there for 3 days and take it all in one trip. You have to go back. But I don't know if I may want to go back once a year. That's what my friend does, who put this conference together, and he goes there and buys 30 and 40 items at a time. It's incredible. He just goes there and he has his own team over there. And you know, he goes out to the market for an hour or two and he's already found his 8 for the day or 10. And you know, he's just experienced like that. But that's what it takes, though, is getting out and doing it.
No kidding. And so I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. So out of the 10 items that you found, did you make any purchases when you were in China?
I basically – what you do is they call it an order. So when you go to the market, everything that's set up is like a sample. Is basically you're like, I want 20 of those. I want 10 of those.
It's an iPhone case. Let's just make it up. It's an iPhone case. You see them stacked there.
Exactly.
And you'd be like, I want 10 of these, 20 of these, that kind of thing.
Right.
Is that the way it works?
And then you place an order, and then – And of course, they manufacture, and it takes about, depending on what order, like some of my items only took 2 weeks to make, some took 4 weeks. And then after they make it, then you put down like a 10 to 30% deposit of what, you know, is owed. And then you pay the balance when it's done. And then they ship it to you after that.
And so how long after you went to China, right? So how long after did you receive your first sellable product?
Probably it took me about 2.5 months, which is longer than normal because I was still learning what a freight forwarder was, and I was learning these things. Now I'm on my second ship order, and it's taking me only a month, like three weeks.
so that learning curve really gets shortened through the time frame.
It's not getting shortened.
But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I'm in Andy's group too, and it just sounds to me like, you know, you're jumping the shark when you head over there. It just sounds like such an advantage, you know, to that learning curve. I mean, it just really interests me.
It's pretty cool.
It's a great story.
Andy and I talk about doing that, going to India or something. We just keep talking, saying, "Hey, we need to put together a trip." And
yeah, I heard from Safras today, so yeah. I understand. So, what do you think? You know, you're obviously a major multitasker. Anybody who can handle 8 kids, a husband, now grandkids. I mean, you're clearly a multitasker. Do you think that's your greatest skill, or is it your ability to converse with people? Because you have both. You know, what do you think is your best skill as an entrepreneur?
You know, I think. I think that I relate with people. I love talking with people. Believe, you know, I know that sometimes, like, I, because my time is so valuable and, you know, my family means more to me, that I'm very limited with my time. But when I'm at these conferences and when I, you know, when I'm on a Spreecast or when I'm on anything, I love meeting people and conversing with them and things like that. And that is a skill set. But I think, like what you said, as far as being able to handle my time, I'm not perfect at that, but I do have, you know, what's called Awesome Note. It's an app on my phone and I put my whole life on there, you know, and I have alarms go off when I have to pick up my son from football, or I have to, you know, be at an open house or be at a meeting or, you know, buy insurance for Amazon or whatever. And it's all on there. And I think that I try not to overdo myself every day, though, you know, and of course my family comes first and everything. So I my family comes first, and, you know, and I put things on there that have to get done, and multitasking is a skill that you have to do when you're a mom of 8, you know, because your time is so limited. And I try and do the best I can and try not to beat myself up when I don't get 20 things done a day. That's, you know, I talk about that a lot on my videos, about getting, you know, writing down 3 things that you want to get done that day, and maybe different aspects of your life, physical, emotional, whatever, business-wise. And if you only got 1 thing done, then you're still got 1 thing done. And, you know, a lot of times people beat themselves up and they make this list and they say, oh, man, you know, I made this list of 20 things and I got 17 things done. I kind of failed today, you know, and they kind of beat themselves up. And it's not like that. I try and teach my kids that, too. You know, I have married kids now. 5 of my kids are married. And I have these conversations with my daughters and, you know, and trying to teach them early what I've learned over the last 20, 30 years, you know, being married and having 8 kids and running my business and such. And so I think that that's such an important thing, to manage your time wisely, because sometimes people get in business and they're busy, but what are they busy doing? And I call it income producing activities. Is that an income producing activity? And I am a big Facebooker, and that's because I loved keeping up with my kids and I love connecting with people and I love sharing what I do. But is Facebooking for 8 hours a day, is that income producing, for, unless, you know, is that helping your business? And that's what you have to ask yourself. What, you know, that's when you're time managing. What am I doing today that am I using my time wisely? And that's a big thing that that's a really hard skill to manage, and I still try and learn that daily, but that is something that I think that helps me in with what I do.
Well, it clearly does. And you said that app is Awesome Note?
Yes, it's called
Awesome Note.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to have a link to it in the podcast,
yeah,
because I think that people, I mean, once they get hooked on joypacker.com, they're going to be like, okay, I can relate. Yeah, I can relate. Even me as a guy, I mean, I'm sitting there saying, all right, you know what? She's right, you know, and it leads to conversations between my wife and I, some of them. So I think it's great stuff. Any podcasts or books that you could recommend to our listeners that they could use to help, you know, get them on track, keep on track?
As far as with business or with Amazon or anything?
Well, I think it's, you know what, I'm going to leave that up to you. You decide.
You know, gosh, there's so many that I read, but I love, of course, I love Zig Ziglar. I love Tony Robbins, or some of my Shalene Johnson, actually. She's very inspirational to me. But I think that it's really important to find somebody that does inspire you. And I do 30 minutes minimum of personal development every day. That's morning, like if I'm getting ready for the day or whatever, you know, just putting on my makeup or whatever, and I'm listening to something. And I think that's so key, because you will get beat up in this business or in anything that you do, and you have to keep yourself above the curve, you know, like that. But I think as far as like, there's so many awesome people, but you know, a lot of people that come to mind, of course, you and I have both mentioned Andy Slam, as I love Andy. And, I think what I can do is, if you want, I can make a list, and whenever you're doing your podcast or whatever, if people want to, you know, private message me, I can make a list of who I follow and if, you know, the groups that I follow, because there's just so many. There's so many.
I think that's a good thing to do, because, you know, even if it's on enjoypacker.com, because I think people, you know, they want more of that. You know, they're just, but there is so much noise and clutter. If you can help
Absolutely.
Cut through some of that, I think that would be a big help for us. So I will have links to joypacker.com. So, you know, they'll be able to get right to it. And I just think that that'd be a great
help. That's a great idea. And I think what I'll do is I'll add a tab in my, on my blog, and just put recommended reading or recommended, you know, this or that. And there's no affiliate links or anything. It's just people who I follow. And that's, this is, you know, I don't get anything for recommending them. It's just people who I enjoy listening to. And there's so many, Jim Cockrum being one of them, of course. I'm going to a conference next week, and there's a jumble of people. There's so many people in this business that are golden, and you're right, you know, it's cutting out the clutter, because, you know, it's out there. It's just a matter of finding the right ones.
It really is. But yeah, that'd be great if you would do that, and I will link to it. So that is awesome. Okay, so we're coming to the end of the podcast, and the goal of this podcast is to help people move forward, move past stuck. And I describe it as, you know, it's easy to sell 100 items on Amazon a day. It really is. I mean, it's not that hard. It's easy. Easy is relative, I guess, but to get to $10,000 or $20,000 a month. But you can't earn a living selling that. You know, that's not a living, you know. And so to get past that point, you really do have to take and build that foundation and keep learning and moving forward. Whereas you say you have to always be learning. I love that. And go the harder route. So can you give us a tip, a trick, something that we can put in our business tomorrow that will help us all move forward?
Are we still talking about Amazon, or just in general and something to do?
Well, I think it's really for people's business. How can they move forward? What would you recommend for somebody who's kind of at that point and they've been there for a while, they just can't get past that level. They're stuck there and they're trying to get past it. What would you advise them to do?
You know, I think that it kind of goes back to the clutter and trying. I think that a lot of times people sit down, and this is what I did for years, okay? I would sit down at my computer and I would look at my computer and I'm like, I don't really know what to do today. There's so much I have to do, and I'm looking here and I'm overwhelmed, and I'm just going to walk away because I can't do it. So I talk about this a lot, and I'm gonna share this a lot with you. And basically, I would say to take. And I just had this discussion with my daughter, and it's basically if you feel overwhelmed, which I know a lot of us do, because I mean I still do every time. And to think about one thing that you can do tomorrow, like say for example, say that you're doing retail and you're saying, I am stuck at, you know, $5,000 a month in sales or whatever. What do I need to do? Well, whatever that thing could be, it could, you need to think about, like, do I need to hire a VA? And if so, how am I going to pay for that? And think of the different steps that you have to do. But I always say to my daughter, like I said this to my daughter, I'm like, as long as you are moving forward, you're moving forward. And don't feel like you have to do five things. So think of the one thing that you are fearing right now, whether that's, I just don't know how to do OA. I don't know how to do wholesale. I don't know how to do private label. I don't know who to follow. I don't know how to buy a scanner. You know, whatever. I mean, maybe it's that you haven't even set up your Amazon account because there's so many Amazon links. That's one problem, you know, that a lot of people will kind of fear. And I think it's getting over your fear. Getting over your fear to do the next step. And I always relate this back to my marathon. You know, runwithjoy.net is my running blog. And I didn't run ever, and I started with a 5K, and I just said, you know, somehow I'm going to get to a marathon. And I didn't run a marathon the next day. I ran a mile one day, and then I moved on, and I always use that analogy with what you're asking me right now, because instead of overwhelming ourselves, pick that one thing that you are stuck on, such as buying that scanner or buying that course, and do it. And don't let tomorrow go by without taking that action step. You have to take action.
Take action. Boy, that's the way we started this conversation.
Yeah.
And look at the way we're ending it. There's a common theme, folks. Take action. Joy, it is such a pleasure. I know you're such a busy person. I know it, it, I just really appreciate you taking the time to do this today. And I know people are going to get more from it. So we're going to reach out to you at joypacker.com. I'll have Run With Joy links. I'll have all the links that we talked about today. And just thanks so much. I can't wait to see you next week. And just my best to you and your family.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Stephen. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.